This is Michael Popok, Legal AF. The prosecution against Donald Trump is having some fun today. Not only will Stormy Daniels testify, but they put on an executive for Random House, Sally Franklin Asta, who's been there for about 11 or 12 years as a senior executive managing editor, to put on books written by Donald Trump and passages from those books, including quotes attributed to his mother and his father, to show that Donald Trump has his mind on his money and his money on his mind, and that he alone decides about what checks are going to be written. He looks at invoices himself, and how do you know it? It's from his own words, from his own books. Oh, I'm sure the prosecution took special delight. I kind of felt sorry a little bit for Sally Franklin Asta being put on by the prosecution today, until I went over to her LinkedIn, and she had pinned up on her LinkedIn, she said a couple of months ago, "I just took this how to have a good day quiz, and I'm already feeling better about tomorrow." When I first read that, I thought, is she like having a little bit of fun? Is she about her testimony that obviously she knew about, but Donald Trump didn't yesterday? But no, she posted that earlier. So why Random House? Because Random House published all of Donald Trump's books, How to Get Rich, How to Think Like a Billionaire, you know, all those books. She also introduced somebody I think is going to be a witness for the prosecution because of how much time they spent on her, Meredith McIver. Keep your eyes on Meredith McIver. Longtime executive assistant for Donald Trump, who, according to a passage in one of his books about her, she also participated as a ghostwriter for Donald Trump, knows everything, sits in front of Donald Trump's door, knows every movement of every piece of paper, all goes through Meredith McIver as a gatekeeper. Would anybody be shocked if Meredith McIver, now having been introduced to the jury by this Random House publisher, is one day soon takes the stand against Donald Trump, even if it's against her will? But let's go back to the quotes, Donald Trump's own quotes being used against him. What is the prosecution trying to do before I get to that? Prosecution's trying to undermine, in the jury's mind, Donald Trump's argument that Michael Cohen was rogue. Michael Cohen didn't have his permission. Michael Cohen went and signed the agreement. It's formed a new company a day after a conversation with Donald Trump and Alan Weisselberg and David Pecker and the rest in the conspiracy, set up a new company, went to his bank, took out a home equity loan, paid off Stormy Daniels, all entered into a non-disclosure agreement, all just to curry favor with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump didn't know anything about it. Now the jury has already seen the checks, right? That the checks written by Donald Trump in Donald Trump's hand or one of his kids' hand, written out to Michael Cohen, payment after payment after payment, including a true-up payment, tripling the amount of the he paid out to Stormy Daniels to pay the income tax, because the repayment would look like it was coming for legal services and he didn't really perform legal services, so he didn't want to pay the tax on it. And all those checks also signed by Donald Trump. So you have all of that and all the checks and receipts. Now you've got Random House saying Donald Trump, in his own words, minds his P's and Q's, looks at every document, got mad at Jeff McConney, the controller who took the stand the other day, because Jeff was just paying bills without being mindful. He didn't try to negotiate everything. So listen to some of these passages that that Sally Franklin Asta had to read aloud today. In a chapter called How to Pinch Pennies, Donald Trump said, "I received a check for 50 cents and we at the Trump Organization deposited it. They may call that cheap. I called it watching the bottom line. Penny pinching, you bet. I'm all for it." Donald Trump has his mind on his money and his money on his mind. "As I said before," another passage that was read aloud for the court, "I always sign my checks so I know where my money's going. In the same spirit, I also always try to read my bills to make sure I'm not being overcharged." You know, like the bills and invoices that were fake, submitted by Michael Cohen for fake legal services in order to be repaid for this Stormy Daniels payment that he made. Okay, like that. In an excerpt from the chapter, How to Decide How much risk to assume when investing, Donald Trump wrote, pay attention to the small numbers in your finances, such as percentages and cents. Numbers that seem trivial add up and have enormous implications. My parents hammered frugality into me at an early age. Call it penny pinching if you want to. I call it financial smarts. But books continue. They also quote from, we get a couple of more of these here, from Trump, How to Get Rich. All the books have like the same title. I'm a billionaire, you're not. How to Get Rich. I've got more money than you do. Here's how. You know, of course, no chapters on I committed fraud. I committed fraud for over 10 years in New York and borrowed money I wasn't entitled to at rates I wasn't entitled to pay. Where's that chapter? That's like a pocket part, should have been inserted later. I committed tax fraud through my companies and got convicted. Where's that chapter? Well, in any event, they're reading from the book as it exists, not the one in the fantasy in my mind. We want to share an important message from our sponsor, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Oklahoma recently approved the nation's first religious public school. Justice Sotomayor warned in her Carson versus Macon dissent that this Supreme Court continues to dismantle the wall of separation between church and state that the framers fought to build. We've documented that assault here on the Legal AF Pod. This religious public school in Oklahoma is the latest Christian nationalist test case. They convinced a handful of political appointees to create the nation's first religious public charter school, a blueprint for other conservative states to follow. Americans United for Separation of Church and State recognized the danger and promptly filed a lawsuit to stop St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School in Oklahoma. AU says that this is the latest effort to blur the lines between church and state. AU believes taking tax money and directing it to a religious school that will indoctrinate students in one particular faith and plans to discriminate against students, families, and staff who don't adhere to its beliefs goes against the founding principles of our country. Americans United will keep fighting for freedom without favor, equality without exception. Keep up with this issue at au.org/legalaf. That's au.org/legalaf. So the other chapters here are, on Trump, How to Get Rich, I am the chairman and president of the Trump Organization. I like saying that because it means a great deal to me. If you don't know every aspect of what you're doing down to the paperclips, you're setting yourself up for some unwelcome surprises. This counters the argument that he had no idea that some people in his organization were paying Michael Cohen four times the amount that he was entitled to without his approval. And then we have other excerpts from How to Get Rich. Franklin also read out loud, or Sally Franklin asked to read out loud, for many years I've said that if someone screws you, screw them back. And then we have a little bit of a sexual charge to some of these that are coming in here, because we got to remember what the payoff is to Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal, and the others that will testify. Here's the portion from a book. All the women on The Apprentice flirted with me and he also claimed that, quote, a sexual dynamic is always present between two people unless one is asexual. Now, the jury is going to have to square that with Donald Trump saying, or the defense suggesting through cross-examination, because Donald Trump is likely not to testify. That's why he's not being made to read these passages out loud. If he does take the stand, they may have him read some of these passages out loud, by the way. But the defense's argument is, oh, you had no idea. You know, these checks were so small. He's running a multi-billion-dollar company. Not according to Donald Trump on Donald Trump. So the only thing they're left with in cross-examination is to try to argue the ghostwriters wrote it. But the executive was ready for that. The publisher, Random House, was ready for that. And she said, yeah, it's unlikely that that particular type of quote, especially when he referred to his family members, it was written by the ghostwriter. It would be odd. She said, I don't know what percentage he wrote the book, but those kind of quotes are coming directly from Trump. And that's why they also mentioned Meredith MacGyver, his longtime assistant and ghostwriter, because she's not going to write something that he doesn't approve. You know, he acts like, oh, they're like Christy Noem. Oh, I didn't know that the thing about me shooting the dog was in the book. It happened, but I didn't know it was in the book. What's he going to claim? He didn't see the galleys for the book? He didn't read it in draft before it was published? Come on. Mr. Attention to Detail? Mr. Count the Paperclips. You see where this is going? All right. So you then have, I think I got one more quote for you about from Fred Trump, his dad, his daddy. And he likes quoting his father and his mother. So here's the quote from Think Like a Billionaire. Know everything you can about what you're doing. Hyphen, my father, Fred Trump. Exactly. So now, putting aside the fun that I'm sure that this was, maybe not for Sally Franklin, the publisher of Random House, but for the people there, you know, if the jury even was entertaining some sort of doubt about the prosecution's case, about Donald Trump's signing these checks or his children signing these checks, I mean, there's no argument that Michael Cohen broke in the middle of the night, grabbed the checkbook, and wrote himself his own checks. Right? Or that he's submitting invoices to get repaid four times the amount to cover the taxes because the Trump organization didn't know what was going on. Mr. Paperclip, Mr. Think Like a Billionaire, Mr. Trump on Trump, Mr. I got money on my mind and my mind on my money. Come on. That's effective in front of a jury, by the way. I'm speaking to you now as a trial lawyer. And the way that this trial is going, from the inside to the outside, from the outside to the inside, inside people, insiders in the Trump organization, Jeff McConney, the controller, Rona Graff, longtime assistant, maintains the databases, you know, the accounts payable person about how things get paid, right? Those are the inside people. More to come, including, I would believe, Meredith McIver, the executive assistant / ghostwriter, who's now been socialized as a concept in front of Donald Trump and in front of the jury for Donald Trump. Then you've got the outside people, inside, outside. David Pecker, National Enquirer, publisher. You know, Sally Franklin, Random House, publisher. Stormy McDaniels, right? Target of the catch and kill program. Karen McDougal, target of the catch and kill program. Michael Cohen, insider. See, inside and outside. Boring levels of check detail combined with sensational books, right? The momentum of the trial being put on by the prosecution, masterful. We'll continue to follow it here on Legal AF and on the Midas Touch Network. Join us Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where we put together the top five stories at the intersection of law and politics and bring it to you right here only on the Midas Touch Network at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Then on audio podcast platforms of your choice. You like what I'm doing? Leave me a comment. Give me a thumbs up. Helps with the ratings. And you can follow everything I do over on the Midas Touch YouTube. Look under contributors and playlists. Look for Michael Popak, and all my body of work is there. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting. Hearie, Legal AF Law Breakdown is now in session. Go beyond the headlines and get a deep dive into the important legal concepts you need to know and we discuss every day on Legal AF. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else, all for the price of a couple of cups of coffee. Join us at patreon.com/legalaf. That's patreon.com/legalaf.